Welcome to Kartik Inspirations Day 3. Today, let us look again briefly at this very important statement. You are where your mind is. The mind is the natural leader of all the senses, so therefore it is absolutely required that in whatever it is that you are doing, you are fully there with your mind. Imagine a student in the university. He comes to all the lectures. He has a perfect attendance record, but while the teaching is going on, he is busy with his mobile telephone. He scans various Instagrams, and therefore, in all practical means, or in the most essential way, he is not present to what is going on. And it is almost guaranteed that when he goes to the exams, he will fail. And we can learn about this also in spiritual circles. There is the great teacher of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, who once looked at a monk in the ashram and asked his disciples, "Who's that person?" Confused, his disciples said, This monk lives for a long time in the ashram. But the great teacher answered truthfully, "I have never seen this person in the ashram." The deep meaning was that although the person resided physically in the ashram, he was in his mind not there. He would think of the world and the various distraction and attachments, and therefore was not really there. Let us use this point in a positive way. Let us see the tremendous powers of the mind to create an inner reality. Let us meditate. I request you to now sit tall and to take a few deep breaths. In your mind's eye, see the sacred river Jamuna. The sun is setting there on the banks of the Yamuna. See again in your mind's eye the Lord, who is so beautiful. He stands under a blossoming kadamba tree. Many birds are chirping in the surrounding gardens. Stay with this image for a little time. Good. These impressions are giving us transcendental realizations of beauty and bliss. My request to you is, during the day, to watch a little bit your mind. Bring it back when you see that it goes into patterns that are not useful for you. Bring it back, especially when you do your spiritual practices, like offering a light in the evening. You will see when the king of the senses or the leader of the senses, the mind, is fully there during your spiritual practices, the benefit is so much more greater. See you all tomorrow.